RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Peppermint, now playing in area theaters.
Americans love vigilante movies. We walk in with an implicit bias, ready to agree with the protagonist. Of course the system won't protect us, but who will? Violent criminals, drug lords, and child predators have free reign of the streets, with an army of corrupt lawyers, cops, and judges to protect them. Why won't somebody look out for the little guys, just trying to do right by their families? That's why folks love Batman, The Equalizer, The Punisher, The Boondock Saints, and a dozen other men who've had it and can't take it anymore. Peppermint doesn't break any new vigilante ground with its one person versus the world plot, and even its central hook, the gender switch, isn't particularly novel. Jodie Foster did it in The Brave One, Korean cinema did it with Lady Vengeance, a young Ellen Page chilled us to the bone in Hard Candy, and La Femme Nikita and Uma Thurman in Kill Bill are sort of vigilantes. However, considering the recent glut in the vigilante market, Jennifer Garner does Death Wish better than Bruce Willis, but comes off a bit less charismatic than the equalizing Denzel. Before Peppermint jumps back in time to show us why, and not necessarily how, mom, housewife, and blue-collar Riley North, played by Garner, morphs into a one-woman murdering dynamo, we see her dispatch the first of many heavily tattooed Latinos. She is most concerned with asking the victim whether or not he remembers her. However, since this is the first time we see Riley, we as the audience are wondering if we're going to be on her side and sympathize with her quest. Killing guys she claims are bad is one thing, but we want proof this is a good person we want to root for during the next 90 minutes or so. Riley's good person bona fides are established when she returns to the broken-down van she lives in on Skid Row. The nearby homeless kids seem happy to see her and leave her a present of Firefly, don't you dare say Girl Scout, cookies. Boom, Riley must be one of the good ones. We all know homeless kids can easily determine good from bad. The system failed Riley North. During the Christmas carnival, and on her daughter's birthday no less, both her daughter and husband are murdered in a drive-by conducted by the most easily identifiable Latino gangsters this side of Mike Tyson's face tattoo. Riley, who survives the incident with only a few gunshot wounds, can easily pick the three gentlemen out of a lineup. They are the only ones covered in face tattoos. It doesn't matter. Their lawyer not only threatens Riley when they're alone, but the district attorney doesn't care, and the judge throws the case right out. Something's wrong here. Riley knows she's just a girl in the big scary world with no skills, so she disappears for 5 years and reappears on the anniversary of the murders with a tan, serious arm muscles, knife skills, and items always referred to as military-grade weapons. Riley doesn't start out with Liam Neeson's certain set of skills. Director Pierre Morel, who also directed Taken, wants to shock us with the transformation of a mom helping her daughter sell Firefly cookies to a badass, elbow-snapping, bullet-to-the-head-shooting juggernaut. Morel also directed two other forgettable shoot-em-ups, From Paris with Love and The Gunman. But none of these follow-ups come close to matching the tension and serious fun of the first Taken. At least Morel had nothing to do with Taken's two dreadful sequels. This is writer Chad St. John's next screenplay, after his initial foray into the field with London Has Fallen, continuing the trend of almost-forgotten, hyper-violent brain splatterers. The intended audience are not just the vigilante lovers, but those who remember Garner as Sidney Bristow in Alias. Riley North is not a spy, and while Sidney engaged in fisticuffs once or twice per episode, she never had to continuously rely on her military-grade weapons. It's not an overly fair comparison, because we had multiple seasons to get to know and like Sidney, but Riley North is more opaque. We know her motivation is revenge, got that, but what else? How about, where did you go and what did you do for 5 years? We don't even get a montage. Furthermore, the title does Riley no favors. Morel edited out the conversation which has the title makes sense. It's in the trailer, but if you're like me and don't watch trailers, you won't know until later why this action-packed so-so bloodbath has an ill-fitting title. There is no juice to squeeze in Peppermint, no Tootsie Roll Center, no cherry on top. It's wrapped in an appetizing package, but full of air on the inside. That is why I give Peppermint 2 out of 4 stars.
Peppermint is rated R, now playing at the Studio Movie Grill Seminole, Cobb Tyrone Luxury 10, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Regal Largo Mall 8, AMC Sundial 20, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas.
RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell.com.